Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Dan Aronson. You've tuned in for the first live broadcast in a while of a radio of a media board call. You are right here. I'm going to connect us back in if technology works. In a second, we'll be hearing the meeting as it's going live. If you want to participate, you can call in 646-929-2495, and when you do, you can hit 1, and we'll get you into the conversation as soon as we can. Welcome, and one moment.
The whole idea of transpartisanship and civil dialogue, especially towards, actionable action that we can take to have an influence in the society we leave behind for our kids.
Awesome. Thanks, Greg. Margaret, you're next.
Oh, hi. I'm Margaret. I am in Massachusetts, and I've been mostly writing on We Want Elizabeth Warren, and for a while I was on the Coffee Party News on Scoop It, and I have a couple of pages on Scoop It, but I haven't been dealing with them very much, and I'm also doing a little bit, but not much, on the if you don't want to be owned by corporations, enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing that a little bit on and off for a couple of years.
Great.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of veterans so far, and speaking of which, Janine, you're next.
Hey, hello, everybody. It's wonderful to hear you here. My name is Janine Loudon. I'm a radio show host and a poster on the daily Join the Coffee Party Movement page. So I'm really thrilled to have more people in the newsroom. I'll be muting myself from time to time because I'm coughing because I'm on day 4 of quarantine. I'm in home quarantine for a neurovirus epidemic here in Corvallis, Oregon.
Oh, jeez.
So I know. So I don't think you can catch it over the phone, but feel free to blame me if you do.
Oh, God.
I'm going to do a radio show tomorrow like this. Thanks.
Oh, boy. And speaking of radio shows tomorrow, Debbie Lynn is next. You might be muted, though.
Self-muted. I was self-muted.
Okay.
Yep, I'm here. Thanks for that. Debbie Lynn Molyneux here. I'm Janine's co-host on Lunch with Loudon. I also post on the Coffee Party Facebook page once a day. And I'm glad to see there's a bunch of people that want to help us. So glad to have you all on the call.
Awesome.
And I'm in Portland, Oregon.
Okay. Dan Aronson, speaking of Portland, Oregon.
Dan Aronson is here.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, and yep. We are now connected to Blog Talk Radio, so anybody who wants to, who is on that way will be able to participate as well. But
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So I'm the host of Press One for Democracy every Monday night and a periodic poster on the Facebook page and member of the board. And happy to be at this first call.
Okay, and the next person is Michael Carter.
Yes, this is Michael Carter. I'm from Topeka, Kansas. I am a frequent poster on Facebook, and that's how you found me. I'm glad to be asked to join you. Can't wait to get started.
Awesome. So we have, our, I think, our first rookie so far. Thank you for joining us from Kansas, Michael. Okay, Richard is next.
That's me, Richard Kennedy. I'm in Seattle, North Carolina. I'm interested in 21st century development of vibrant communities. I live in a intentional, the oldest intentional community in the country, and I'm active in our own valley in bringing new business, bringing new ideas, bringing new energy into our affairs. And looking forward to discovering other places throughout the country that are also rebuilding and restoring and energizing their own neighborhoods.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard. We have four more people. Mike Potters is next.
Hi. Yeah, Mike Potters. I'm in Pensacola, Florida. We're a small city with a very small sea. It's probably just big enough to call it a city, but... we have a very we have a very active small coffee party local group here, and we've been going since 2010, since right after Coffee Party got started, just within a month or two of when Coffee Party got started, and I've been a member since. And my group here has me doing a lot of the coordinator role, and we've been having a series of successful programs that we'll do about four or five a year. And happy to be here.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Chad, you're next.
Hello, this is Chad Lyon calling from New Jersey. I've been a member of Coffee Party since the beginning. I have to admit that I jump on and off the fence on Coffee Party for lots of reasons. But to be back in a maestro call and connect with the voices that I'm familiar with is a pleasure. So I'm happy to be here.
It's a pleasure to hear your voice as well, Chad. And Greg Castle is next.
Hi, guys. This is Greg. I'm a multimedia artist in Savannah, Georgia. I followed the Coffee Party Facebook page for a couple of years now, but the main reason I'm here probably is because I'm an administrator at Bridge the Divide discussion group on Facebook, which Annabelle created last May. And it's devoted to mostly to civil discussion without any specific policy goals, such as, or policy areas, such as the Coffee Party.
Thank you, Greg. And Jerry, you're next.
That me?
Yes.
Jerry Kennedy from Sacramento, California. And this is my first call. I'm a rookie as well. Been following the Coffee Party, the Egberto Willis blog, on Facebook, on the blogs. And the reason I'm here, I'm absolutely fascinated by the idea of the living room conversations between people of opposing opposing parties, opposing viewpoints. I've been kind of kicking around the idea for the past several years of starting something like that, and then I found out about the what the Coffee Party was doing, and I just really, really liked the idea and was interested to find out if there's a way to bring those conversations to Sacramento.
Awesome. Well, we have living room conversation veterans in our living room conversation veterans in our midst, and including one on this call, Debbie Lynn. Okay, and last is Marianne.
Marianne from Tampa, Florida area. Been just kind of kicking around the Coffee Party and hoping that I could do something to help, even though I had some limitations like minutes on my cell phone and not only able to access on a tablet, blah, 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 but really want to do something to help. And I enjoy the radio shows. I've learned a lot from you guys, so it's about time I did something to give back.
Wow, that's nice. Okay, so that's our check-ins. It's a kind of a tradition that we do every call like this. I'm just going to go to the agenda now. I'm going to do an introduction for you all. And if you registered before 2 hours ago, you should have received an invitation to this agenda. It may be that your browser's not allowing you to see it, but you'll hear it if not. One more thing for housekeeping. I can see your names right now, and next to you, your names, I see what number you press on your phone. And so we might take a vote to try to achieve consensus during this call, and I might say one for yes, two for no. And also you can hit one if you want to say something, if you have a question or you want to get into the conversation. And then finally, the number three we reserve for three to agree. And that is a time-saving thing in order to prevent people pressing one, and then you go to them and say, I agree with what was just said. This is more instantaneous, and actually I can see all the threes light up at once and sort of let you guys know that, and Chad hits three to agree with that, let you guys know that there's consensus around whatever's being said at the time. Okay, so here's my introduction. The coffee party, as most of you know, was started by one person, and it immediately led to this enormous flood of participation, and it became really untenable for one person to be in charge of making the key decisions, because what happened was everyone who had an idea of what direction the country needed to go would lobby that one person to basically steer the coffee party in that way, and it became really overwhelming for her. That's Annabelle Park, who is my filmmaking partner. My name is Eric Beiler. I've been at coffee parties pretty much from the beginning, although Annabelle had started it, and it started growing on Facebook about, I think, a week or 4 days or something before she even mentioned it to me. I am one of the people, along with Janine on this call, Debbie Lynn on this call, Dan on this call, and others who volunteered to form a decision-making body that we initially called the interim board, and now we call the board of directors. And the board of directors is elected by our members, people who become members of the coffee party in an official process that involves a membership fee and I think a civility promise. And then what we decided was is that in order to maintain the brand and the messaging that gives the coffee party the credibility it needs to go out and take action or to take stands on political issues, we need to have a coffee party newsroom who manages the day-to-day operations of some really top-notch social media platforms. The coffee party's clout score is in the 70s, which is very high. The Facebook page has 450,000 fans, which is a lot. On Scoop It, we're basically the number one player in the political sphere. That's the Coffee Party News page. They gave us a gold ribbon. We were silver a few weeks ago, and now we're gold. And I think they just invented that recently. It's in the millions, I think 1.2 million or 1.4 million views that we've gotten on that. So there's a lot of potential there. There's also a lot of responsibility there. And so in the agenda I say that, you know, our responsibility as the newsroom is to maintain the principles of civility and transpartisanship when we discuss politics and current events. And the coffee party's, I think, transmission signal is a beacon of hope for people who recognize that America is caught in a narrative war, and that for a long time the majority of the talking was being done by people who could afford to purchase very powerful news networks or radio networks or newspaper networks. And increasingly those corporations that run them have been sort of absorbed into giant media conglomerates to the point where you have four or five companies dominating all of the traditional media products that people consume. And I think the only reason why we the people, regular people, are even in the game is social media platforms like the ones the Coffee Party has demonstrated, and you know, a lot of times been at the forefront of demonstrating how these tools can be used to get a counter narrative that might not be as prejudiced toward the interests of those very same wealthy corporate interests that can afford to purchase those tremendously powerful microphones. My task that I'm giving to the newsroom and to all of you is to help me, to help each other refurbish our brand, restore our brand, or whatever you want to say, as a people-powered microphone, welcoming environment for diverse voices. And so we want to be the opposite of that top-down communications conglomerate that I think really feeds and perpetuates the culture war and the gridlock that we see in politics. And to do that, this is why a number of us are so pleased to see all the new faces and voices, hear all the new voices, is that to do that we have to have a variety of people contributing. It can't be the same people every day, otherwise it becomes a smaller replication of that one-way top-down conversation. Also, there's a wisdom in a crowd. I think it's the term is the wisdom of the crowd. We can learn from each other. We can arrive at better conclusions when there's a diversity of opinion. And we can only really achieve that diversity of opinion when we practice civility and inclusion and respect and transpartisanship. And I wrote an essay about it that you guys can read on your own time. There's a link to it if you're in the agenda. If not, just go to coffeepartyusa.com. And it's the latest blog. It's called Transpartisan. It's not the same as neutral. But the basic premise of the essay is that the antidote to money and politics, which is the major focus of Coffee Party, fighting money and politics, is participation from people. And these really divisive, hurtful, accusatory, rhetorical techniques that make politics look like an angry circus tends to decrease participation. It narrows it to people who are comfortable with the ugliness and the conflict that they associate with our democracy. And so if we are going to be one of those microphones that the people get to use, then we need to, instead of mimicking the angry circus, we need to be a voice of reason, a safe place for those people who might be conflict averse, who might participate, might be willing to get engaged, might be willing to learn more in order to feel confident enough to get engaged, but they need to have a place where they feel like the conversation will be civil. And so that's kind of our job. And I'm looking, in the rest of this call, I'm looking for your input for the kinds of guidelines that we want to try to hold one another to, and also your volunteerism, your tossing your hat in the ring to do some of the different jobs that I have listed here, and I'll read them for those who aren't on the agenda. But first, let me see if there's any questions. Just a three to agree from Jerry Kennedy. Okay, let me just read out the volunteer needs that we have. Okay, the first one is the easiest one. It's dialogue facilitation. You don't need any special Facebook permissions to do this. You just need to go to facebook.com/coffeeparty and like, and then you'll be able to comment. And we basically need people who can try to use techniques that all of us have learned, and we can give you more information once we have a team for this, to encourage civility, fair, or generalize, stereotype, you know, whether it's against a certain minority or against a political party, when people say all Republicans are this or all immigrants are that. It's equally unfair, and it's equally abrasive to people who are new to the conversation, and that we might lose them as quickly as they join if we don't practice civility on that Facebook page. So your job as a dialogue facilitator would be to be a constant sort of force of reason there to sort of demonstrate the culture that we're trying to maintain and also to alert people like Janine and Debbie Lynn and Dan and I, who are admins on that page, if there's somebody who's figuring out a way around all the words that we've blocked. We blocked all the swear words, all the four-letter words, teabagger, libtard. We've blocked all those words, but people find different ways of insulting each other anyway. It's an interesting game of chess. But if somebody finds a way around all that and posts something that really does not belong on our board, we do delete comments when that happens. So that's the first job. The second one is also pretty easy. All it requires is creating a profile on scoop.it. So if you go to www.scoop.it, or if you're in the agenda, click on Coffee Party News, and you'll see that it's at scoop.it/coffeeparty. There is our fabulous page. It's got a gold medal for politics, and what it basically is sort of like a newsletter of stuff that we think that the public ought to be aware of. And the Facebook page is similar to that, except that the Facebook page, what's the difference? On the Facebook page, we reach people through a network that's already quite large. On Coffee Party News, it's sort of like the minor leagues, or the farm system for stuff that then goes to the Facebook page. And the reason why we like it is that it's, as opposed to posting a New York Times article and sending all the Facebook traffic that we get over to New York Times, and we have nothing against them, but as opposed to doing that all the time, sometimes, and lately it's been about once a day, we like to send them to Coffee Party News. And so if there is a Paul Krugman article that we like, what we'll do is we'll quote the first three or four paragraphs of it in Coffee Party News and then allow people to go on to the New York Times next if they want to read more. But while they're at it, they'll be exposed to all the other content that you guys have curated. And the other good thing about Coffee Party News is that we have curators who approve the content. So it's not like anybody who decides to put something there, it goes up. You suggest the content. There's a suggest button at the top. You can see that's green. At least on my screen, it's green. And then you basically follow the instructions and you suggest the content. And then the two content curators, who I believe are both on the call, I know Greg's one of them. Greg Rusick is one of them. Let's see. Yeah, Margaret's the other one, right? Yeah. They can approve these comments or these posts or not approve them. And if they don't, they'll let you know, okay, well, that's a little bit outside of our scope or that's a little bit too partisan or whatever. And then what happens is that's a way for people to have a voice in not just receiving content but sending it out. Because when you do get one of your posts shared onto the Facebook page, for instance, then it's kind of like throwing a kite into a jet stream and you can really see it fly. You can see how it influences people. You can see it be shared hundreds or thousands of times. So it's kind of an empowering feeling. And if you want to boil it all down to what we're trying to do here, we're trying to give more people that feeling of having a microphone and having an opportunity to reach other people around the country with things that they think are important. Right, we can't just have really, really wealthy people and their employees choosing what's important for people to know. We got to find ways for everyday people to do that too. Right, so that's the Coffee Party News page on Scoop It, and those who volunteer to do that will have a special either email or call or both to give you the details. Also, bloggers. So, CoffeePartyUSA.com is a website. One of its main features is its blog. It's hard to have content to share every day. It'd be nice to have a blog to share every day. And so we need people to become bloggers who create content on our website. Okay, then there's the Facebook page, which we've already talked about a lot, and I've listed on the agenda some of the parameters or whatever that we use. We have five or six scheduled posts starting at 9 a.m. Eastern, which is mine. Annabelle Park posts at 10:30 Eastern. And then we have Egberto somewhere around noon Eastern. Janine is somewhere around early afternoon Eastern. We have a guest post from Upworthy at 6:30 and Debulin posts at 8 p.m. And what we want to do is we want to bring in some new people into that rotation, the people who are going to select the posts that go there. And like I said, for all you guys who are just beginning, the posts that you submit to Cuff Party News on Scoop It are going to be things that we that's going to be where we're going to look for good content to share on the Facebook page. But we're going to, some of the people who are doing this for the second year or third year, we want to bring in some of you to help broaden the team, because the team I just listed is, we've all been posting there quite a bit. We want to get some new voices. One interesting thing about the Facebook page, and we do this in Scoop It as well, is that we always want to have attribution. So if you're quoting someone, put their name. If you're taking content from someone else's article, put the name of the author and the name of the publication. And if you're posting your own content, put your name there. It tends to make you more likely to adhere to the basic principles of the community. It also gives people the sense, okay, well, I'm talking to a person, and then you can actually have a conversation with them on the Facebook page comment section after your content is shared. Also, we're looking for people who know about other platforms and are good on other platforms. Reddit is just one of them that could help us get started in broadening what we do. Debulin loves this idea. There are lots of other ones. I can't think of them off the top of my head. That's the problem when you find a good tool. Managing that tool can prevent you from looking up and seeing what the next ones are. Pinterest, Instagram, Debulin has put into the agenda. And then we have our radio show. So there's four shows that take place throughout the week. Dan's is on Monday nights. Janine and Debulin show is on Thursday. It's at noon and on the Pacific Coast, 3 o'clock Eastern. Egberto Willis has a show on Saturdays. And on Sunday, it's Bud Fields' Progressive Politics Tennessee Style. And then this is kind of a radio show. Like, we're on Blog Talk Radio right now, but it basically, at least for tonight, we're just using it as a way for people to be able to hear what we talked about. And in the future, we might give people opportunity to actually talk to us. You know, we're going to develop into it that makes editorial decisions. And then when people have a problem, what we'll do is we'll direct them to the show and say, or, you know, this call. And there'll be a time when we can get input from people who might not be part of the editorial board, might have time, but they want to give input. Okay, and the question is coming in from Debulin. Okay, how do we make decisions on content? And that's where we get to the group discussion. So these are the things where, this is a one from Debulin. Well, let me get Marianne's first, and then I'll go to Debulin's, and then we'll go into the group discussion. Okay, Marianne, go ahead.
I want to get off the speaker. Two of the platforms that I can think of that I use quite often is Pinterest and Google Plus.
Google Plus, okay. Yes, thank you. I'd add that into the agenda, which is becoming minutes. And then Debulin.
Reddit too, but Reddit is kind of complicated. I go in there, but I always get confused. So there might be somebody who, I think you really have to know how to use Reddit. Not easy.
Mm-hmm. Well, at the end of the call, the last thing on the agenda is going to be a link that you can click to where you can specify what you think you'd be good at doing. First, I want to get your guys' input on other things. So, Debulin, do you want to kind of lead us into that?
Sure. Well, one of the questions, I think that you want me to lead the conversation on content guidelines, or where do you want me to lead you into, Eric? I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, your question definitely, about how do we make decisions on content is a good lead-in for the next several bullet points. And I have been talking a lot, so maybe you could sort of introduce the topic and then try to help us get some input from people on these questions we have to resolve.
Yeah. Well, let me do just a really quick historical context, in that we've had a lot of conversations over the past couple of years about do we only talk about like the main coffee party topics, or do we talk about current events and things, because there's a lot of stuff out there. If we want to cover politics, we've got, 3 24/7 news channels, not to mention all the newspapers around the country that cover politics all the time. So in making decisions on content, what is it that's actually going to engage people, stay true to our vision with respect and civility, transpartisanship, and inclusion, and still also empower and engage people so we can find some common ground and hopefully take action. So moving from dialogue to action. And this is where is an ongoing conversation in how we choose content and what actually does engage people. Does anybody have anything they want to add to that? If you can just push one when you want to speak, that would be great. Give a minute for the board to light up. I know that some of us, as we post on Facebook, we look for topics that are, when I'm choosing content, I'll just use myself for an example. I usually am looking for some topic that or content that's going to relate back or connect back to money in politics or anti-corruption, that is something that a large number of people can agree on. So often I notice that my Facebook posts don't get a huge number of hits. I don't get the trolls coming over on my posts because I'm looking for that common ground. Janine has a different philosophy on when she does her posts, in that she often will come up with a topic that's a little bit more controversial. Janine, let me get your microphone open. There you go. Janine, how do you pick your content?
And Greg hit 3 to agree with Debbie Lynn's. Greg Tassel hit 3 to agree with Debbie Lynn's comment.
Excellent. This is Janine. I have a couple of ways of going into this. Sometimes I look at current events, like what's really happening today. But whenever I do that, I try to connect the dots for people, like how is this a function of money in politics? Or how does this represent how our elected are not listening to us? So an example of that is, there's all kinds of polls, and there could be a poll that says 89% of the American people want this, but then something might happen in Congress totally contrary to that. And so I try to bring together things that will sort of point to that dichotomy, how it appears that there is something other than the will of the people going on here. So actually that's my favorite thing, is to connect the dots between money and politics and current events. I find it interesting, Debbie Lynn, you called it controversial. Sometimes I'm just willing to stick my foot in it and talk about things that will generate a lot of different kinds of comments from a lot of different kinds of people. And when I do that, like today my post is tough because I had 5 references. I covered the same story with 5 different articles to show the width and depth, breadth of the differences that were being reported in the media. And it was about the 2+ million jobs supposedly affected by the Affordable Care Act. So that's a post that got a lot of conversation, a lot of commenting, a lot of going back and forth between people, but not, it didn't go 300,000 views. If you want, we shy away from graphics because they tend to sort of be trendy and only half true. A graphic has to be very well vetted. And I just want to, Eric, maybe you'll speak more to this, but I can't stress the importance of vetting anything you find. You've got to find another source that confers. Or, we've all stumbled on that. It is absolutely essential to maintain the integrity of our site, to maintain our own neutrality, or, if we're really seeking the truth, we should be able to verify it somehow. It's not just what we think should be true. But occasionally there are graphics that meet all vetting tests, hit current events, and do well. So I had one earlier this week that you know, a lot of shares and a lot of comments and a lot of, because it was a very elegant meme of something that was very true. So we shy away from those, but I don't have any problem with them when they're on the money, you know, they're clean.
Okay. And Jerry has a comment, and then Marianne will be next.
Yeah, I kind of want to agree with if you just stick to the things where folks have common ground, the things we already agree about, it's not going to get that kind of traction, I don't think. I think the approach of taking something that on the surface appears to be, if folks don't think about it, appears to be a difference and an oppositional stance, and then tie it back to something that we actually do agree about. I think that's a brilliant strategy, because that's really going to get the dialogue. The real problem that we, you know, that I believe that the Coffee Party stands for, and is trying to solve for, is the fact that folks just are lazy. They're mentally lazy. They don't really think about, you know, it flip on the gray box between their ears to really dig into this topic. They're just parroting what somebody else said, or what a news organization said, or what Glenn Beck said, or what, you know, name whoever the antithesis to Glenn Beck is. It's just parroting positions that they've heard from other folks without actually really thinking about how does this impact not just me, but the people around me, my community, the world that I live in. And I really think that those posts that get people to engage that way and to really take a deep breath, and I never thought about it quite that way. Those are the ones that are impactful. Yeah, the pithy, graphic that is a half truth and partially unverified. Those get shared a lot, but they do more harm than good. Even though they may seem to spark some kind of a conversation, taking the time and taking the pains to really think those things through, so that you can lead someone to, or help someone to reach a conclusion on their own about, you know, how these things connect together. That seems to be the right strategy, and definitely the right strategy for the blog posts and for, you know, those conversations on Facebook. That to me feels like the right way to go.
All right, thank you, Jerry. We're going to go with the next three people in order. They raise their hands. Marianne, hold on. Okay, Marianne, then Margaret, and then Michael. Okay, go ahead, Marianne.
I did read Janine's post today with the it was excellent. And then when I was reading other pages, not Coffee Party pages, where there was discussions about money and politics and corruption and whatnot, and I was wishing that I could share what Janine posted, but if these people are not Coffee Party paid members or followers, they're not going to, even if I posted a link, they're not going to be able to see that. So I'm wondering if these kind of things might be able to be posted on the Coffee Party website, where you could actually post a link that anybody could see. But then again, I also don't know if you all want that kind of sharing. I thought it might be a way to draw people to the Coffee Party page, but I wasn't sure how you guys felt all about that.
Well, there's an ethic for skimming content from other people, and the way we've basically worked it out is that we do it on Coffee Party News, so it's really the majority of the stuff is stuff written by other publications, other bloggers, other people. But for the Coffee Party USA website, we try to do only original content there. So that's kind of the difference between the two volunteers I was asking for, is people who are willing to write their own stuff and have their own stuff posted on Facebook and then be answerable, you know, when people go nuts for whatever they're going to do. That is one thing. And then the other is, okay, I'm going to select this graphic or this article or this video to share with the group because I think it's important. You also are supposed to put your name to that, but it's not quite as, you're not putting yourself out there quite as much. If you, oh, Janine, you have a four? Go ahead. I forgot to tell everyone about the fours. Go ahead, Janine.
Oh, gosh. Well, I was going to wait till you were done, but I was going to tell Marianne, I share those posts all the time, all over, in groups and to individuals. So I'm not sure why you think they don't show up. Because if nothing else, if you click to the article itself so it stands by itself, there's a Facebook address for it in the browser bar. And you can share the Facebook address in the browser bar anywhere.
You can, even if so that they would be able to read it even if they're not a Coffee Party follower, page follower. Okay, that's good to know.
Yes, and you can also just share, you know, at the bottom where it says share the article, you can share it. Because our settings are anyone, everyone. Right, so no, Kit, please feel free to share everything.
Okay.
I take one extra step, and this is just a quickie little tip. If you insert your own image into any post, you can actually do two things. One is you can edit it later, which sometimes is very important. And the other thing is that you cause the whole thing, even if you have links in your post, it causes all sharing to be complete. So you share the comments above the image, you share the links, and you share the image, as opposed to if you just click on something you shared from somewhere else and you didn't bother to go through this sort of embedding trick, then you actually send people to that other site. So our job really, I mean, we feel one of our measurements, one of our metrics is how many people shared this. And it's wonderful to share. Feel free. Okay, I'm done with my four, Eric. Thanks.
Okay, yeah, so when we do, we'll talk about this in more detail once we kind of split off into teams, but when you post to Facebook, our three main pages, I didn't mention two of the other pages, one of them is an Elizabeth Warren page at the beginning, mentioned another, but anyways, those three pages are all linked automatically to Twitter. So Coffee Party USA's Twitter account does a tweet every time someone adds a post there. And as far as the sharing, yeah, the first thing I normally do after a post, well, actually, I schedule them at 9 a.m., so if I'm not awake at 9 a.m. because I stayed up all night editing, then I don't do this. But if I don't schedule the post but I do it live, the first thing I do is share it to my own personal Facebook page. And one thing that does is it gets all the people who, you know, I'm friends with to see that one and possibly share it as well. But also, it just puts the number one there, so that people notice the digit, and then it makes it a little bit more likely that the next person who comes across it will share it. I found that if I don't share it right away, that the numbers are lower 20 minutes later than they would be if I share it right away. Okay, so we had a queue already. Ginny has three. You agree with that. And then Margaret, and then Michael's next. Go ahead, Margaret.
Hi, I just have a quick thing, which is that when I'm on Elizabeth Warren, I'm one of the curators of Elizabeth Warren, we want Elizabeth Warren, I don't know, I'm surprised by sometimes how popular some things are that I would not expect, and conversely, I would expect some sort of huge thing in response to something that doesn't really go anywhere. And so it's hard to know. But sometimes you get good long conversations, which is exciting, back and forth about the ones that do get response. But I think also someone was talking about how does that translate into action? How do we get people involved? And I don't know if that's just media, but I'm thinking more like real action. So sometimes, which is not to say the media isn't action, but sometimes I post things on the Elizabeth Warren, which is about Robert Reich's suggestions on how we can really have impact, what steps as individuals we can do to make changes in America. Or Yes Magazine has different things on small local things that are happening or larger things, ways that you can take actions in your life. So that's sort of one of the things. I'm not sure that's necessarily what the Elizabeth Warren page wants it to be, but sometimes I feel like people may be hopeless, and then maybe this gives you a little bit of a move or a spark, and sometimes people really like it, and sometimes they leave it alone. So I'm not sure how to. I watch what people say, and sometimes we have long conversations about when they say nasty things, as you were saying, about negative. A lot of times I just want to let people have their own conversations, but I sometimes interject. Those are all good things to hear about how they're, how to embed, how to do this and that. One time, actually, I posted a statistic, which was a visual, which was something about the stages of the economic decline. And I think that got a lot more response than when Elizabeth Warren actually put it out. I copied and pasted from her letter and her site, and it was kind of interesting. Like, I don't get it, but whatever, it's out there. And that was a part of what she was saying. It wasn't just the whole thing. Using imagery is also powerful, but I see, I get into the hot stuff a lot with people saying that's not true and prove it. And then it becomes difficult, especially even with writing, to prove what you have been saying. Where do you find real evidence that XYZ is true? And a lot of people are looking for reliable information. So that's a problem I struggle with.
Well, before we go to Michael, one quick thing I just want to underscore that Margaret said is that a lot of our job is to respond to the feedback we get from people who are receiving our content. And so sometimes it is surprising what people respond to and what they don't. Or they might have a negative response that you might think that they're going to have a positive response. And so those are the kind of things we'll talk about on this call and say, okay, does that mean we want to kind of have a general policy not to talk about Duck Dynasty anymore because we had, all these people get angry because we talked about it, that's the kind of stuff we'll talk about on this call. And then what'll happen is that we're not going to let people just change our policies just because they got angry at one post, but that's something we can take into consideration if we receive a lot of comments that people don't like a particular post or practice. Okay, Michael.
That was a great segue. I guess I feel like kind of the wild card here because someone snagged me off the internet and said, "Would you join us?" So I'm kind of one of those people you talk about that I bounce all over the place, sharing different kinds of posts and from environmental issues to disabled issues to gay and straight issues. I have a lot of little battlegrounds I like to dabble in, so I have to keep myself civil. But to me, it's survival.
Right. Was that Janine? Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, on all those issues, I bet I can help you connect the dots, though. I mean, I write a lot about women's issues, and it's very easy to connect the dots between money and politics and what's happening to women today. I mean, and so you can do the same thing. I do it all the time with environmental issues. It's clear as a bell when you start making that link up with, just have the intention to create that link up. The same thing with the food supply, the same thing with water, the same thing with Keystone Pipeline. And so I just try to be true to our message and help people connect those dots. Thanks, Eric.
Yeah, and we have general guidelines. But we also have room for people to be themselves. Because if money and politics are our main focus, and we agree that the antidote to money and politics is participation from folks like us, well, the fact that you're on there, Michael, you're from Topeka, Kansas, is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah, from Topeka, Kansas, and you want to talk about marriage equality or whatever is important to you, if it's really important to you as a person and you're being an active citizen and you're engaging in a dialogue and you're one of our regular contributors, if it's important to you, it's important to us because we're all part of a community. And you're an example of an active citizen who's forming a sphere of connected connecting other citizens to talk about issues that's important to you. So I've posted a lot of stuff about gay rights because that's important to me. And, we for the most part, we don't get a whole bunch of pushback for going outside of the three main issues, tax code reform, Wall Street reform, and campaign finance reform. Where we get pushback is where we start to delve into stuff that is overtly partisan, you know, very unfair, or sort of in the sort of political advertising, sort of firebrand, flame-baiting type of territory. That's the stuff that, you know, hurts feelings, hurts the brand, and hurts our credibility, and that's the kind of stuff that, you know, that's the only kind of stuff where we might say there's that's something that's not us. Even if, you know, you say, well, no, that's just who I am. I'm a person who likes to curse at other people and stereotype. That's just me. I think that's the only time where we would say, well, then maybe if that's just you, then you're not really, you know, this is not the right forum for you. So that's the tough part that where we have to cross in. But let's see. Time check is, how did you do that? Very interesting, Jimmy. No, Debbie Lynn did that. Okay, we're at 9:52. I want to try to move on to a few more of the issues where we need guidance from you guys. I was just talking a little bit about balancing civility with freedom of expression. Consensus is an important thing to reach when we make hard decisions, because if it becomes about, you know, if it becomes a power struggle that's just about a few people saying, well, that wasn't civil or that was not transpartisan or whatever, then it can get too personal. So we have to, that's kind of what you guys are there for, is to protect us from the kind, you've all seen the email threads where two people are fighting with each other and there's like 15 other people who are roped into it and wish they weren't. And they have to see all these damn emails go back and forth. Like, that can happen on a Facebook page as well, or, in, you know, and so having a team of people to say, okay, hold on, you know, let's reach a consensus here and make a decision rather than letting it be a contest between two people. So that's sort of what we have right now, and it's an ongoing conversation. This is just something we have to do, balancing giving you guys access and autonomy with giving away the keys to the castle. So we have processes that you'll learn about if you stick with us. You know, if you've been posting to Scoop It really well and the content is just what we're looking for, we might make you a curator on that page, or we might ask you to come onto one of the Facebook pages. Before you get the password, though, to one of our, you know, our prize you know, social media platforms, there, you know, you have to fill out the special form and stuff like that. So if you're going to stick with us, and Debbie Lynn is making a point in the notes that consensus does not mean unanimous. And then the proper limits for self-promotion on the Coffee Party Facebook page and other platforms. Many of us who come to this page have our own websites, our own projects. Some even have their own companies that have products that they want to promote, or videos. I make web videos with Annabelle, and we're often really proud of a video that we've done and we want to promote. And we've, up until recently, we've really just kind of let it go however it goes. But what we're, well, one thing I wanted to ask you, for all of you, for guidance on is that let's assume that all of you become really central to helping to create the Coffee Party brand and deciding the kind of content that goes on our page. Okay, some of you may have your own blogs that you're starting or that you've already, you know, that you've been doing and you want to get more traffic to. And I think it's fair to, you know, especially if it's your own writing, or your own video, and you want feedback, or you want people to see it because you're proud of it, it's fair to have people share that as part of the conversation that we're having. But there's probably a number that's just right to limit that, because once you get to a point where you're just dying to get more traffic to your website every day, and you know, and you have access to this page, they can develop a situation where someone is more interested in promoting their own page than doing really what our
our brand promises, and that is to find content from a variety of sources. You know, I read the Washington Post every day because I live in Virginia. And I found that I tend to post Washington Post stuff because I wake up, have coffee, read it, and then I'll post it to Facebook when I just find the link online. And it was Michael Charney who was he used to post on the Facebook page all the time. He's like, Eric, you have too much Washington Post. And that's true, because if people wanted to see the Washington Post, they could just go to the Washington Post website and choose their own articles. So there needs to be a variety of content, and we also have to arrive at a consensus about what would be the limit of the number of times per week that we want our main contributors doing a self-promoting type of post. Is it one? Is it three? Is it nine? What is the number? And so that's something that we have to come to an agreement here, because we're going to hold each other to that. And so those of us like me who make videos, I might want to, I might want to have a number that's higher. That's not actually true. I prefer a lower number because I don't want any particular voice to dominate. But some of us might want the number higher. But I want this group to be able to make a recommendation that the board of directors, which is really the people we're responsible to, and I'm also on the board, Janine's on the board, and Dan is on the board, that the board of directors can, that we can recommend to them, so that in the Coffee Party 2014 version, we'll have a good balance of sources and voices, and we'll avoid the pitfalls of seeming like there's a little too much self-promotion going on. So I want to open up the board. Jerry has a comment. And then I want you guys to throw out numbers, like how many per week, and see if there's a consensus starts to develop, and then we'll go to Greg. Jerry, go ahead.
Eric, is the question how many times a week on the Facebook page, or if you're blogging or Scoop It, how many times a week you would promote something of your own that's not related to Coffee Party business?
Well, I would hope it'd be related to Coffee Party business. So you can't just say, I'm selling pillows, you know, and I hope you'll buy my pillow. It's nicely embroidered by my grandmother. No, you can't do that. But, for instance, Annabelle and I do a lot of videos that have to do with the right to vote and laws that affect the right to vote. And we see that as a strong corollary to the problem of money having too much influence. It's this new problem that's developed in the century. Well, it's not new at all, what am I saying? But this problem that we're dealing with, especially in the last few years, but increasingly after the turn of the century, with laws being made to prevent people from voting. So from my own personal taste, I consider that to be within Coffee Party's focus, right, because participation is the antidote to money in politics. But that's why we have a team of people who can give me guidance on something I might not have the right perspective on. So the Facebook page is the main thing because that's our front page. That's basically what everybody looks at to gauge who we are and what we're about. And so, yeah, the real question is on the Facebook page, because we have several people who are responsible for posting there every day. And the question is, you know, like I have a movie coming out pretty soon, a movie I made with Annabelle Park about voting rights. And when the movie is available on Netflix, I'm going to want to promote that every day. You know, that'll be a tension that I have, but, you know, where I probably also want to not embarrass myself, but I might be tempted to promote the movie every day. Well, we need this board or this editorial team, the Coffee Party newsroom, to be able to say as a consensus, well, Eric, 10 times a week is too many because now you're overshadowing what is supposed to be a team sport here, this conversation. So I want to come up with a number that people can agree with, and Marianne hits three to agree. Back to you, Jerry, and then we'll go to Greg. Russell.
Yeah, I have a better understanding of the question. Yeah, those videos don't sound to me like they are self-promotion so much as they are an additional content that you're providing that is in harmony and in alignment with the Coffee Party platform. So that doesn't feel like self-promotion to me. When it comes time for the movie to be out and you want people to watch it, if you posted about that every day, it might feel like self-promotion. But again, it's in harmony with the Coffee Party. If the content is in harmony with the platform, have somebody else promote that one. because that sounds like an important movie to be watched to me. I can't imagine where this would ever be a platform for promoting your own service business or your own product or your own, something that is going to help you in your own business. It doesn't feel like the right place for that at all ever. So that would be my input. It would be zero. if it's truly a self promotion, just by the very nature of you being here and being a contributor, folks are going to find their way back to your stuff. That should be good enough. But unless it's something that's in harmony with the Coffee Party platform and advances that platform, then it's appropriate to share those things. I would imagine that everyone here has the ability to use discretion, especially if they've been given the keys to the Facebook page. But as far as self-promotion, I would vote zero for sure.
Okay. Let's go to Greg.
Can you hear me, Eric? This is Greg Russell.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. It sounds like this conversation just actually answered my question. I think I agree with, and I'm sorry, the gentleman who was just talking. I don't think that's the name. Who was that was just talking, Eric, before you
came? Oh, sorry, Jerry. That was Jerry Kennedy.
Jerry. I think Jerry is exactly right. And that's your film about an issue that is very much in line with Coffee Party values, I would never consider that to be self-promotional. And at the same time, I would also agree that, if I had product to sell, this would not be the place appropriate to do that sort of thing. But I guess what I'm still a little unclear about would be, what would the definition of a self-promotional post actually be? And is there perhaps an opportunity here to provide the community at large with something like the Coffee Party Originals Scoop It page that John Cashin used to manage?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
An environment where you have an opportunity almost for the editorial commentary or the letters to the editor or because I've been blogging since 2008. I don't consider anything that I write to be self-promoting.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that I've ever created, I won't deny for a second, is my perspective on things. But I'm not selling anything. I simply
Hey, Greg, hold that one thought. I got a four from Debbie Lynn. She's got to go, but she wants to get this point, and then we'll come right back to you. Go ahead, Debbie Lynn.
Thanks for that, Eric. So one of the things that I just want to point out is that we get a few complaints. Like, we have our guest poster every day from Upworthy. So we have a couple of people from Upworthy that come in and they post a video from Upworthy every day. Normally they're pretty in alignment with Coffee Party, but we have a few people that are like, oh, God, I hate Upworthy. I'm never going to go there. That we see regular complaints in the thread about. Eric has his own stuff that he's doing. Dan has his own blog and website that he puts up. Janine has her own. Egberto has his own. And so one of the questions that we're actually trying to get to here is when we are posting things on our own personal blogs, should we be on the Coffee Party Facebook page linking to our own personal blogs? And if so, how often? We're not necessarily selling anything, but we're promoting ourselves and our opinions as you know, members of the Coffee Party, and it's usually in alignment with Coffee Party values. But how, you know, how kosher is this? This is, I think, more in alignment with the question that we're asking.
Right. Thank you, Devlin. So you got to go. You're going to sign off.
I'm going to keep listening while I start cooking dinner here.
Okay. All right. Back to you, Greg, and then we got Connie, and then we got Mike Potters. Go ahead, Greg.
What's for dinner?
Greg, you're too far in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have to figure it out.
I can't get there in time anyway. So I guess what my feeling would be that if there's a desire to create more forum for individuals to be active contributors, there's already a couple of platforms that seem like they're built for that already. The blog page, of course, on the website is one place, but and I don't have any statistics, so I don't know how much traffic you get there. I personally loved it when John Cashin had the Coffee Party Originals. I used to probably overwhelm him. When I wrote a blog post, I sent it to him. It didn't always get posted, and that was fine with me. I didn't, you know, it wasn't anything I took personally or anything like that. But if the idea that some posts that we would want contributions from lots of people coming in would have kind of that place where it could have a voice, it could have a platform, and then board members and Facebook curators could make conscious decisions as to whether or not any of it would get to the Facebook page, that would kind of be, you know, kind of the purgatory for those posts, if you will. And one of the questions I have for you, since I'm still kind of new to this, is I've resisted the temptation of putting anything on the Coffee Party News Scoop-It page that was a blog post. I've intentionally only posted information from periodicals and journals and more, I guess, what you would call traditional media, as opposed to someone who's making a contribution, suggesting it to Coffee Party News. I would rather be able to direct that perhaps to Coffee Party Originals if we wanted to resurrect that Scoop-It page for that purpose.
Okay. Well, I'm going to make a note that we want to resurrect that particular Scoop-It page. But as Devlin said, what we're really looking for here is guidance from you, because the board of directors has grappled with this for many weeks and has taken up a lot of time because we have members of the board of directors who are directly impacted, even financially, by how much access and what that limit will be. And there's been, you know, conflict and struggle. And so we're trying to broaden this decision to people who also have a stake in maintaining the Coffee Party brand to say what would be too many. Because if we're trying to present ourselves as an open conversation where everyone is welcome and we're trying to be the voice of everyday Americans, if we have everyday posts that basically point to one of those people, that does that overshadow this idea that we're a team? So that's where I'm going to throw out a number after I've heard from a few people of what I think would be fair. Let's go to Connie and then to Mike.
Yes, I would think about the reader. I would want a consistent look and feel to the Coffee Party websites. It's very annoying to me to have to click on so many links to other people's websites and Upworthy and other places. It takes too long to get there, and you have to see so many ads and everything. For example, I had no problem finding John Cashin and his Facebook page, and, you know, I liked his Facebook page and everything. So somehow he did it well, but some of the other board members, it's annoying to me because there's a couple that I simply will not read anymore, period. I just never will click on them because it's too annoying.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks, Marianne. Oh no, who did I say? I'm going to go to Mike first, and then Marianne.
Hi, Mike Potters. This is just a general thought about the question. I don't know. I'm thinking it should be a very, very small number based on individual discretion, like, you know, maybe a couple of times a month or maybe once a week. But there should be certain things. And Eric, I imagine your movie is going to be a perfect example where there would be a group decision of the organization based on some kind of a defined standard, and then a group decision that this is something where we want to open the door and say this should be promoted very regularly for a while.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great suggestion,
Mike.
Individual discretion. Individual discretion would be a very low number.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's exactly what I'm getting at, is that if we have a usual thing, like a standard rule that we expect everyone to adhere to, anyone who wants to make a special case to have a special relationship to the board of directors or to the Coffee Party Facebook page can appeal for that, can ask for that. But we want to establish what's the standard, because the majority of the feedback that we get from people who are upset are talking about pop-up ads, spam, and divisive sort of Republican bashing type of rhetoric. And unfortunately, it's the most frequent thing that is seen on our page right now. And where the board has been struggling is how do we set a number per week that would be, you know, afford the person their free speech right, but at the same time not damage the Coffee Party's brand and our relationship with our readers. Do you have anything you want to add to that, Mike?
Oh, just it needs to be really clear when somebody's representing only themselves that they're representing only themselves.
Yeah, I agree. That's another guideline we should set. Okay, then we'll go to Marianne and then Bobby. And Jerry hit three. I think he had a one before that, so we'll make sure to hear from you as well. Marianne, go ahead.
I guess after listening to everybody, for the most part, Jerry Kennedy, Greg, Mike pretty much said what I was thinking. Initially, my thoughts were it does not sound like what you're talking about, the movie to begin with. These blogs, these don't feel to me like self-promotion at all. And in fact, it feels more like promoting the Coffee Party's message more than anything else. I don't see pop-up ads coming up on any of these blog posts. So several times a day might just be overwhelming for people and draw people away and make them stop listening. But at least once a day, I don't really see where that, I just think it would be helpful more than it should be limited.
Okay. Before we go to Bobby, just so you know, self-promotion is an embarrassing thing for me, so I would never do it every day. But if I ever got to that point where I wanted to, I think that it would be basically the proper way to do it would be that I would ask for the board of directors to approve something that's more of that is more than what is normal. And then, of course, I would abstain from that vote because there's a conflict of interest, right? I mean, however well my movie does, that's my life, you know, that's my career. And the Facebook page is supposed to be something that we run by consensus and collectively. So this is a thing, it's a sticky situation. Like I said, it's bogged the board down for several weeks. Bobby, go ahead.
You know, you touched on something that has to do with my opinion about this. And in my view, there does need to be some rigid rules here when it comes to self-promotion and the money aspect of it. And here's what I mean. It seems to me like one of the issues that you're describing is that it's not just about self-promotion, but it is about content that is not part of the Coffee Party brand, which you said. So in that aspect of it, no matter who it is or what the reason is, there might be some links up to personal posts. The objective of that must be maintained, or not the objective, the rule that must be maintained on the Coffee Party post is that they that they express the Coffee Party platform. And I was thinking about this earlier in the call as I was listening to everybody. If I post something on the Coffee Party wall, it seems to me like it's my responsibility not to give my opinion, but to post the content that I think is relevant for a discussion. There was some discussion about that earlier. Now, obviously, I can have an opinion, and obviously, I can enter into discussion. But if I post content on two Coffee Party pages, as well as other pages in other activist areas, it seems to me like it is the most the thing I must do first is post something that is part of the platform of the Coffee Party, regardless of what my personal opinion is. I could be completely in disagreement with what I post, or usually there should be something that's open for discussion. But I think that there's some lines being crossed in that the platform is not being maintained. So I think that the rules, especially for personal gain, should be rigid. I also believe that if the Coffee Party's powerful pages, as far as views are concerned, are going to be used, whether intentionally or just as an afterthought, I think that the Coffee Party board should require that the person post within the platform parameters and do it frequently for the benefit of the Coffee Party. It needs to be a two-way street instead of just, you know what I mean? Everything needs to be, if the Coffee Party is going to benefit somebody, the Coffee Party must come first. And the platform must be adhered to, I guess is where I'm going with this. And I think that the rules should be rigid in that regard.
Okay. We have Greg, and I believe Jerry. Jerry, just hit one if you also wanted to speak in addition to your three to agree. Let's then go to Greg and then Janine in the meantime. Okay, we did. And we'll do Greg, Janine, and then Jerry. Sorry, Jerry, skipped over you. Greg, go ahead. So that's Greg Castle.
Oh, okay. Right. I really appreciate the comments from everybody on this subject. And I just want to say that appearance really matters. For instance, personally, I feel like the message of Story of America, for instance, is really tightly aligned with what the Coffee Party stands for, and that's great. But if anybody in Coffee Party ends up dominating the Coffee Party posts on Facebook over time, people are going to wonder what's going on. So definitely need to be careful about that, even with stuff that is perfectly in alignment with Coffee Party vision. What I'm probably more concerned with is this. Republican bashing or conservative bashing of any sort with personal links. I agree that that's not necessarily self-promotion per se, because people are standing for what they believe in, and they may very genuinely believe it's what's best for the country. But if it's not self-promotion per se, it may still lie in conflict with Coffee Party principles, especially the civility pledge. And to be perfectly honest, I feel like that has hurt the Coffee Party brand quite a bit in the past. And that's pretty opinionated for me. But that's kind of how I ended up coming into Bridge of the Divide, honestly, is because I was a little turned off with respect to the Coffee Party at that point in time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have threes to agree from Bobby and Connie. Janine, and then we'll go to Jerry and then Margaret. Go ahead, Janine.
Oh, I just wanted to say, I think it was Bobby that said something about opinion, maybe it was someone else, but I think opinion has its place, but you have to say it's opinion. And so, you know, in my humble opinion, or sometimes if you're actually taking a read of something you're sharing, I think you have to declare that it's what you get out of it. That's one of the reasons we sign our posts. That's one of the reasons we sometimes link to personal blogs, is to make clear that this is someone else's opinion. Very seldom would I ever claim to speak for Coffee Party. And when I do, it would be referring people to the Civility Pledge, referring people to our mission, values, core values. We have official positions, and I feel free to relate them. but I think it's something that I have to be careful. But and it's funny because even just how you title a post is very telling of your personal bias. And so I've had to learn over time how to let go and actually look at that, especially because the first line of your post is what's going to get go out on Twitter. It's very important that the first line be an opening, be an invitation of some kind, whether you're asking a question, whether you're making a statement, whether you're quoting someone else, although I don't recommend quotes because they come out funny on Twitter. So I would not say opinion is not appropriate, but undeclared opinion is always inappropriate. Thanks.
Okay, and we have 3-3 from Marianne and Greg. And now Jerry, who got passed over, I apologize.
Oh, no problem. And I'm going to have to jump off after this. I'd actually only had it scheduled from 6 to 7, so I may have misunderstood the invitation. But yeah, I agreed with what folks have said so far. This is if you're going to be posting on behalf of the coffee party, what you're posting should be in harmony and alignment with that with the coffee party mission statement. If you have an opinion, yes, that's the time where you're going to link to a personal blog post. Do it as yourself. Post it on the wall as yourself. It doesn't have to be that you can change who you're posting as. So up at the top of the bar there, switch it from posting as the coffee party to posting as yourself if you've got something outside of those parameters to say. You might also consider like a daily roll-up of, if you're concerned about the volume of posts, may consider either a daily roll-up of, hey, here are the various voices that make up the coffee party. Here's some links to their blog posts. Or have a tab, a separate tab on the Facebook page where those, that's basically a coffee party news feed of some sort. That, an aggregator that pulls in all of those titles. That way you've created some distance between the personal opinions of the folks who make up the organization and the organization's platform.
Okay, thank you, Jerry. So we have 3 more hands up. I want to start to close things down. Bobby had 3 to agree with that. First of all, I'm going to put all the hands down. I see Greg and Margaret. First of all, I want you to hit 4 right now if you don't want the rest of us to have your email address. So just hit 4 so I know to take you off of this list before I share it. Okay, anybody who wants not to have the rest of us know their email, hit 4 now. Okay, looks like everybody's cool with it. So at the bottom of the agenda, there's a contact sheet. If you're not on the agenda, email me, eric@coffeepartyusa.com, Eric with a C. And this contact sheet will have your name and email if you signed up before a certain time today, and then some questions about what you want to do. And you can fill in stuff like if you know about Reddit or you have another platform. And this, you want to do something that we didn't put on that sheet, you can fill it out there. Okay, so that's the last thing we'll do, and then we'll start to have smaller meetings convene about the different tasks that we have. Okay, and then the last thing I'll do, and before I will get Greg and Margaret's input before we close the call, but I'm going to throw out a number that I think would be fair as a basic guideline. And then over and above that, we would have to have approval from the board of directors achieved from me or Annabelle or Egberto or whoever it is that has this burning desire to share stuff that goes to a site where they have a financial interest. Okay, so I would say that if it was twice a week, then nobody could say it's overcoming the page because most people don't go every day, and then there's several posts a day. So we're talking about 2 out of 35 posts or something like that, or 2 out of 40.
Yeah.
So that's a very conservative one, and the basic consensus I was hearing was more toward a conservative on this. It doesn't mean that we couldn't do 5 posts about
the new movie when it comes out. But if we did do that, then I would have to ask the board for, well, I would probably ask you guys for input too, but if ultimately it's the board of directors' decision that we could go over and above that. So I'm just throwing that number out. I got 3's to agree from Margaret and Jerry. And so in a sense, that's a motion, okay? And then we're going to, if we get a second, we're going to have a discussion about it. I'm going to interpret the 3's from Margaret and Jerry and Greg as seconds and Marianne as seconds, and then hit 1 if you want to discuss it. And now Greg had had his hand up before, and I think Margaret as well. We'll go to Greg first. Go ahead, Greg.
You mean the
Greg
other
Rusick.
Which one?
Right. Yeah. Oh, Greg Rusick it was. But hit 1, Greg Castle, if you want to talk.
This is Greg Rusick, and I guess my opinion might be maybe one of dissent. I'm not sure. I'm not sure I completely understand the idea that I've heard Janine talk about in a radio show about be the media, and how that fits into this discussion around placing limitations around contributions of content, even if it's opinions. Like I said earlier, I think there's a place for opinion and commentary and editorial, and it might be something that's separate, apart from actually just sharing a news item and asking for dialogue and discussion about it. But you know, I guess maybe I am expressing a voice of dissent.
I don't have
interest in this one way or the other. I mean, I don't have any financial interest in this either way. It just doesn't seem to jive for me, at least based on what I thought the Coffee Party might be trying to accomplish with the Be the Media program.
Right. Well, none of us should have a particular personal interest. What the interest we share is we want the Coffee Party to be successful. We want it to have the respect and the integrity that you know it deserves. Okay. And then we have some people even on this call who are only coming back to us because I asked them because they became essentially too frustrated with the level of self-promotion that we kind of let get out of hand. You know, that's in my opinion because I'm trying to have a limit of 2 when we've been unlimited until now. So this is where we need consensus because if it becomes, you know, so there are people, myself included, who have a financial interest in it being unlimited. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you can build a small business with a Facebook page of 450,000 people. You can build a small business around basically driving traffic to a particular website. And in fact, Upworthy was nothing before they came to us and formed a partnership. And they have built a business. I mean, we're not the only reason why they're doing so well, but we helped to launch them in the mid-2012 period, and they're doing really well, and they're job creators now, you know. So this is a lot of power, and we have to recognize that there's a financial ingredient to this, and so when there's a broad group of people who can articulate the shared goal of protecting the Coffee Party brand, that's what helps to insulate us from situations where people who have another goal that might be different from that brand. For instance, something that is overtly partisan is going to get more clicks, whereas something that invites dialogue, you know, Debbie Lynn was saying, tends to get less, right? So your interest, if you were trying to promote dialogue and keeping with the Coffee Party values, might be to say, what do we think, right? Where your interest is, if you want to drive traffic to a website in order to increase the value of your company, then your tendency might be to say those damn stupid
Southerners or something, you know what I mean? Just something that's going to get everybody up in arms and have to comment on it, right? And I just said that because most of us are Southerners on this call. So that's where we've been going back and forth over this. Bobby has a four, and if you guys haven't figured it out, four means I'm interrupting. Go ahead, Bobby. Bobby, you might be muted.
Sorry about that. If I owned a newspaper, and we see this every day in the media, if I owned a newspaper and I set the rules that I only wanted real journalism and facts, factual discussion so people can make up their own minds, in order for anybody to get any financial benefit from my paper, they would have to pay me to advertise. So understanding that we are doing a Be the Media here, I totally agree that there should be something like what you're talking about because of that aspect of it. We deal with the media every single day being opinionated first and not giving us factual information constantly. We talk about the 1% media throughout the coffee party. Mm-hmm. It's part of our problem in a society.
Yeah.
We're trying to be better than that is the input I would give to that.
Right, right. Okay, so we have basically on the table a proposed recommendation. I came in, I was going to say three, and then based on the feedback, oh, Mike, you got a hand up. Go ahead, Mike Potters.
I was just wanting to say, I agree with the kind of number you're talking about when you say two, but I don't know. I get the impression that you guys on the board have a lot more things you wish you had time to get done that you never get to. So why not just draft the principles and appoint a committee that may be something that rises out of some of the people who are on this call, and let them make the decisions, and then just review them once in a while instead of taking too many of these things on for yourself.
Okay, Margaret is at four and Marianne is at three. Do you agree? Margaret, go ahead.
I think the reason you wouldn't want to have necessarily a commission without them is because they have because it's their work, and they need to have a voice in what they think is fair and also what they're putting into the party with their values. So I think not having them there is not necessarily a good plan. I think the contributors who do have a vested interest in financially, Egberto has a book, and you guys are making films, and, Nicholas Kristof has a book, and Robert Reich has a movie, and, they're what they're thinking about. So a lot of times they come into their stuff, into their columns. And so I think, too, because people are getting sick of Robert Reich talking about his movie all the time. but I also like how Nicholas Kristof deals with it, which is that every once in a while, he gets a commendation, or he talks about a subject which is related to the book, Half the Sky or whatever it is that they got. So I like the idea of you being able to put it out personally. I'd love to see it every day, but I do understand what you're saying. I love watching the clips that you guys submit, but I think that maybe if you put it on your site, Story of America site, and you twice a week do this, unless like the first 2 weeks it comes out, or your Moral Monday thing or whatever it is, direct that, and then twice a week, the first 2 weeks, promotion, but every once in a while after that, put an article that also has something to do with your thing. Plus, I saw that Bill Moyers is talking to you guys, and I'm very proud.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to be able to say that. I want to put that out there. But I also don't want to just be – I understand that this is a democratic thing, and it's not just your site or group of sites. And so
right. –
that's why I said two, is because I think the amount that I get from either Annabelle individually or your Moral Monday stuff or Story of America sometimes is good. It gets, it's very exciting, but it's not that often. And then since I know that it's, I would like it to link back to wherever you guys have your own individual sites, which I find more information on anyway, about what it is that I'm excited about. But then if you're making a comment also about what's going on with the Moral Monday stuff, et cetera, then bring it out again, you know?
Comments are different than posts, right? Because posts go to thousands of people, and comments are only seen by people who come to the page. One thing that came to mind when you were talking about Robert Reich's movie is that Robert Reich's movie is just as relevant to Coffee Party Principles as the movie Annabelle and I are making.
I know, I put it on there, and I feel bad. People are getting
so. The reason why, you know, if you look at my post at 9 a.m., the reason why you'll see something from Story of America once a week, if that, is that I feel like the product we're offering, the value that Coffee Party offers, is that people who are informed and who care and who read a lot and research a lot are sharing a variety of sources. And some of them are ones that aren't exposed very, very much, and some of them are pretty famous, but it's a variety of sources that people come to the Coffee Party Facebook page to see. So I only promote my own stuff once a week just because I don't think that's what our audience is expecting from me. I don't think they're expecting me to do videos, because I've made 300-400 web videos and I've made 4 feature films. If I wanted to promote myself every morning at 9, I could, but I don't think that's what the audience is expecting of me. And where this team comes in ultimately is if we have a situation where someone with unfettered access to the page also feels that they should have an unfettered right to promote themselves on the page, is there some responsibility as a group to say there's another number lower than infinity that we need to agree upon? That's why we're asking it. Thank you for staying this long to help us to work on this. Okay, so Mike Potter says a 4, and then I'm going to ask for anybody who wants to make an amendment to the 2, like to propose another number, and then I'll welcome Bud Fields to the call to join us late. Okay, Mike, go ahead. You might be muted, Mike. Mike Potters?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I need to go and I need to say goodbye because I got to get a couple of things done that I promised I'd get done, so I can't stay more than about another 30 seconds.
Well, then 30 seconds, tell us what number you're for. What number do you want it to be? What's the limit?
I think around 2 is a good idea without some kind of a group level of endorsement that this is planning. We want to go beyond that.
Okay, cool. And I got a 3 from Margaret. All right, so now I'm opening it. We're going to wrap this up pretty quickly. I'm opening it up for anybody who wants to suggest a different number, and then I'm going to ask for a vote on 2 if there's no suggestion for a different number.
You already have my vote. I got to say goodnight, and thank you very much for having me. It's good to be here. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Mike. Thanks for everything you've done throughout the years. Okay. So I don't have any hands. So basically now we're going to vote to basically recommend to the board of directors that we have a limit of 2 unless there's further action taken. So the standard is 2 that we hold ourselves to. So hit 1 to agree with that and hit 2 to say I don't agree with that. All right. So 1 for yes, 2 for no. I don't have Bobby or Dan, and Bud doesn't know what we're talking about, so he's not voting. So Dan Anderson, Bobby, and I'm a 1 because it was my suggestion.
So, Eric, so Bobby's gone, and since this is a recommendation
okay,
to the board.
Okay, and I can get Dan's vote later if for some reason it's not working because he did the Blog Talk Radio thing. Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 ones, 1, 2, 3, 2s. Of the 2s, your mics are all open. Would anybody like to propose a different number, or are we good with finding a 70% consensus?
Well, this is Janine, and I did a 2 because I don't think we really adequately discussed Upworthy and things like that, because as you said, you know, every time you click Upworthy, you have an opportunity to sign up. Once you sign up, you're on the fundraising roster. You know, so I think that we may be speaking kind of generally, you know, or maybe overly generally. So that's why I couldn't just say, sure, I'm for that, because I don't think, I think there are situations we've not investigated here. And, you know, if we're the posts every day.
Okay. Right. Yeah, I mean, well, we may say, you know, this is only a recommendation, but what we may end up saying to Upworthy is we want you to 5 times a week share content that is not directly your page, and the other two you can do directly to your page. Or we could just sort of end the agreement. I mean, we helped them get their start, and it's gone on for a long time.
What are you doing? What is it? He looked at me.
So, anyways, it's just a recommendation, and we'll take this to the board and see how they feel about it. Thank you for helping us getting a little bit more feedback. I'm just gonna say hello to Bud Fields. Bud does our Sunday show.
Hello, everyone.
Can I say hi, Bud?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for calling in. We'll get you next week. Maybe I sent you the wrong time or something like that. Okay. So we have some new volunteers. There's a volunteer sign-up page at the bottom for exactly what role that you guys want to take on. And a lot of the things that we discussed in terms of the guidelines that we want to follow, those are things that aren't written down. And we just sort of, kind of like the newsroom on TV, although I've only seen the show once, you kind of know what the journalistic guidelines are, but you have to react to each headline and each event differently. So it's an ongoing conversation. Let me get a sense of how many people here would be willing to do this time of day every week. So I'm putting all the hands down. Can you hit 3 to agree to this time? 6 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern on Wednesdays. Okay, great. So we have a majority of 3s there. And then the last thing we do is checkouts. And so we just get everybody a chance to say goodbye to everyone and see you next week. So I'll start with Connie again. Go ahead, Connie. Hold on. Go ahead, Connie. Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
So
good night?
The checkup. Yeah, you just said good night, everybody, that kind of thing, yeah, basically. And you can say a little bit more than that. Here, let's do Bobby's, and we'll come back to you, Connie. Bobby, go ahead.
Okay.
It's always important to me, and I say this a lot, to be involved with a group of people like that are on this call from all over the country doing so much to just try and make it better for everyone. It's an honor to be here. Good night, everybody.
All right. Thank you, Bobby. Greg Resick.
Thanks for the invitation, Eric. I'm happy to help however I can.
Awesome. Thank you, Margaret.
Good night, everyone. I hope you stay well, safe, warm. And I did want to just clarify that when I was saying comments, I meant, like, if you've got a post and a comment, like, as in a column, you can add, then, and it relates to your promotional films or whatever it is, that's what I meant. I didn't mean just, like, I agree. So... I wanted to say thank you for all your work. You guys are the heart and soul of the coffee party, so it also is exciting to see you produce, but I get what it's supposed to be. So good night, everyone.
All right, cool. Let's go to Marianne.
Yeah, I agree with Bobby. It's really, really good to connect with like-minded people and people that are willing to help do what we know needs to be done.
It is nice, isn't it? Okay, great castle.
Hi. Yeah, I think this the way this reboot for Coffee Party has been presented is very promising. Eric, I already read your entry on the Coffee Party blog today about transpartisanship, and I agree wholeheartedly with it. And I'm very thankful that everybody's here tonight, and thanks for inviting me.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, now back to you, Connie.
Well, thank you, and I've got a lot to learn. I need to get caught back up with what the Coffee Party's been doing. I haven't been paying as much attention as I have on, like, the Bridge the Divide group and other groups that I'm a member of. So I hope I can find a way that I can help with the content and maybe later work on blogs and stuff.
All right, you have a nice voice, too. I hope you end up on the radio.
Well, it probably would be good for the southern crowd, but I'm not sure about the northeastern crowd.
No. I'm a Yankee. I'm a Yankee. I love your voice.
I'm from Massachusetts, and don't hate me for that. That's what I hear.
No. We're jealous of you, Massachusetts people.
Yeah,
you're awesome.
Thanks.
Okay, we got three more to, four more to check out. Let's do Bud Fields.
Hello, everybody. It's been nice trying to get here. I look forward to meeting and dealing with everyone with you. It's a time well worth our effort, and I'm really glad to see so many names on this spreadsheet.
Great. Yeah, and that's not even all of them, too. So I'll catch you up later, Bud, about what went down. Okay, Dan Aronson, can we hear you?
I don't know. You tell me. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Yeah, we got you.
All right. Cool. Yeah, so I just
about time we heard from Dan Aronson.
Oh, no. This is exactly what I wanted to do. I wanted to come here and listen. Everything that you guys are talking about are recommendations I can take away from this for my own media content creation, et cetera. And I appreciate everybody's time and input on the call today. So thank you.
Oh, man, that's perfect. That's exactly why we do this. Okay, Janine, go ahead.
Well, aloha, everyone, and I, too, appreciate the time that you're taking, that we ran longer than we planned, and you're still here, and I'm just so jazzed to have a greater newsroom, a larger newsroom, and to have more people participating in this way, so thank you very much. Mahalo.
All right, and I just want to say ditto to all of that. I really appreciate the feedback and the support that you guys are giving us. It's just really encouraging, uplifting to hear your voices, especially the southern accents. And all the mics are open, so you can all say goodbye to each other at the same time, and we'll see you next week.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
You guys are awesome.